Hello and welcome to Rooted Families, episode 15 of the Big Story series. Rooted Families is a podcast brought to you from Central Church in Edinburgh, and our aim is to join together on the journey of family discipleship as we look through the big story of the Bible and how it all points to Jesus. My name is Chris.
I'm Kath. What's your name?
I'm Patty.
The best thing about the easing of restrictions has been we've been able to see people we haven't seen in so long. Family and friends who live all over the UK, we've finally been able to see.
Yeah, we've recently had Cass's sister come and stay with us. And the other week, we saw friends from Northern Ireland that we hadn't seen in about a year and a half.
And we thought a year and a half was a long time. But imagine being reunited with someone after over 21 years. That's such a long time. How do you think you'd celebrate? Cry? Party?
Well, in today's story, Joseph's whole family hadn't seen him for 21 years. And we are going to hear about what happens on that big day.
This story is called I Will Bear the Blame and can be found in Genesis 43, 44 and 45. Jacob's family were nearly starving again. Simeon was still captive in Egypt. Joseph had told the brothers, "Don't come back unless the youngest Benjamin was with you." Jacob wanted them to go back for food, but he couldn't bear to let Benjamin out of his sight. The brothers argued with their father.
"We won't get anywhere without Benjamin."
Jacob felt he would die if anything happened to Benjamin. Eventually, Judah took charge.
"You can blame me if anything happens to him. We're wasting time."
Jacob let the brothers go. He made them take lots of gifts, with enough silver to buy food and pay back what they'd found in their sacks last time. Joseph arranged a banquet for them. This scared the brothers. "We must be in trouble over that silver." "No, it's a gift from God," said the steward. So they enjoyed their meal, even though they still didn't know who Joseph was.
"How come we're sitting in order of our age? Why has Benjamin got five times as much to eat?"
But Joseph had another test up his sleeve. Silver was put back in their sacks again along with Joseph's cup. Their brother set off none the wiser. When Joseph sent his steward chasing after them, the cup was found in Benjamin's sack. The brothers were beside themselves. Eventually, Judah put his neck on the line.
"If Benjamin stays as a slave, our father will die of grief. Let me take Benjamin's place. I gave my word."
Joseph couldn't keep up his high and mighty act any longer. He sent his Egyptian staff away. "I'm Joseph. It wasn't you, but God who sent me here. God put me in charge so I could save you all. Hallelujah. So fetch Jacob and come and stay."
This is the part where we ask some questions. These questions are to help us explore the story together. When we see pause, you just hit the pause button to give you as much time as you need. Question 1. Which brother offered to take the blame if anything happened to Benjamin? Pause. Yes, it was Judah. Judah was so scared of anything happening to Benjamin, he did everything to protect him. Question 2. Judah had been the one to persuade the others to sell Joseph into slavery. Remember, they had all been fed up with Joseph and his coat of many colours and his big dreams? In today's story, how does Judah show that he is ready to try and keep Benjamin safe? Why do you think he did that? Pause. Judah offers to take the blame if anything should happen to Benjamin. He knows how much this matters to their father Jacob. Joseph wanted to see if his brothers were sorry for what they had done to him. He put them to the test by hiding the silver cup in Benjamin's sack. So Judah has to take the big risk of speaking up, not knowing that things would turn out right. Do you have any more questions? Here is your time to ask them now. Pause.
If you have time now or later in the week, here is an activity for you to try with your family and your community too. Talk about the different feelings in the story. Anger, fear, worry, frustration, comfort, enjoyment, terror, courage, trust, tearful joy. Write them all out on slips of paper and put them in a hat. Take turns to take a slip out and draw or mime the feeling and see if others can tell which one it is. If you need to give a clue, you could say, this character in the story felt it when... At the end, say a prayer to thank God that he knows and understands all our feelings and is glad when we sort out our differences.
One of the best things about this story, I think, is that it finishes in a celebration. There have been so many ups and downs and roundabouts in this story, but in the end, we see God's mighty hand was working all along and Joseph's family celebrates. How amazing is that?
See, whatever we are feeling, whatever thoughts are rushing through our heads, we can remember that all the twists and turns and feelings of the story and remember that God works it all for his good.
And now, because we have the Holy Spirit living inside us, he is helping us and guiding us every day.
You're about to hear the prayer chimes. Why don't you use this time to pray, thanking God for Holy Spirit and how he is with us all the time. You can pray asking God to help you grow in trust as you trust that God really does know what he is doing.
Thanks for joining us today. Until next time.
Bye.